Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. For this very important meeting with Jonathan Gray, his main website is BeforeUs, BeforeUs.com. His project is Will You Survive ebook. He also has some very great videos that are available recently we talked about in the last number of months. You want to mention some of your top sellers and preparers for the people. You operate in multiple offices. I guess you have multiple hats. You're a researcher. You're an apostle within the Final End Time Days Church. You're a prophet. You're a prepper trying to get people prepared physically and spiritually for what's coming. And you're getting the bride ready for the bridegroom, because as we work together, I call it the bridal shop of our ministries. We're preparing the church to survive in a physical world where God comes back and he marries eternity with the everlasting of the survivors. And again, remember, if you get an Aramaic Bible, one of the interesting things is it says, two are in the field, one is taken. If you actually analyze it correctly, the one taken is the evil one. It's not the good taken out to be raptured into heaven. It's evil taken out so earth can be glorified and the population of survivors on earth can be married to the Most High God to live extended lives in a safe world where you can plant a tree and eat the fruit thereof. You can build a house and not die in a thermonuclear, biological, chemical war. And there is a period of peace after the period of consternation, destruction, and chaos coming. But you need to be prepared for that chaos with prepper skills. And that's why we talk about this, will you survive? It means you need to survive not only physically but spiritually, because only people of like mind will make it through the times of trouble, aren't they?
That is absolutely right. To be spiritually prepared is much more important than the physical aspects, although the physical, of course, is essential too. But spiritual, first and foremost.
I'd like you to get into the various aspects of what we want to talk about today. Last week we talked about what you should store. What's today?
Well, today I thought how we can talk about power-packed sprouts and seeds and how sprouts can benefit and save money and eat well.
Now, you can grow sprouts right in your windowsill. There's ways of amping it up. If you've got a pet-sized, clear, hyperbaric chamber that you can put in your window, you can actually grow them with 1,000 parts per million carbon dioxide with a little CO2 cylinder at 1.3 atmospheres, and they'll grow super fast. And you can mineralize it with minerals like our MG12 minerals from the Dead Sea. And I have a technology that I'm going to add soon to amplify that mineral absorption. But my little plants that I have around the house, I use the MG12 spray on them as well as our filtered water, and they grow like crazy. In fact, when you put the spray onto our 70-plus rose bushes around our property, they bloom the next day.
Well, it's really wonderful. We've already mentioned, Dr. Bill, that as the meltdown progresses, one of the first things to be affected will be your nation's food supply. And you can expect soaring prices along with moderate to severe shortages, quite possibly even later this year. Now, if you don't have the ability to grow your own food soon, your life may be in danger and that of your family. Now, supply lines for food distribution in a number of countries, including the USA, is about 3 days. Now, that means we depend on just-in-time systems, which will leave store shelves empty in the event of even a small crisis. And the question we need to ask ourselves is, am I ready to take control of my own food supply, or do I depend upon the shops? What will my family eat when grocery store shelves are empty? Without a long-term food solution, many millions of people are going to starve. I can say this with certainty, it's going to happen. But once again, we can go to the interesting book of Genesis, the biblical book of Genesis,
right,
comes to our rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the very first chapter in the Bible, it's Genesis 1 verse 29, says, God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for food." Now, look, I think it's a wonderful book. The more I get into this book, in fact, I've written an e-book and a physical book called The Book, the Weapon the Globalists Fear. The book of Genesis gives you survival. When the globalists take over and want you dead, the book of Genesis gives you the answer. And in this case, this particular one, it's seeds. Now, we'll spend some time on this today because most people don't realize the value of this one little word, S-E-E-D.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, people may snigger when I say seeds. Well, it's true. More valuable than anything else will be seeds. And we might ask, why seeds? The answer is because with them you can grow survival food to barter with, if it comes to the worst.
The other thing is the GMO seeds, actually, you have to reapply new seeds each year because the non-GMO seeds you can replant and actually get seeds from the crop. So in other words, I refer to the seeds that are GMO that you have to get more back from, say, Mount Satan or Monsanto, or these gene seed companies that are making genetically modified seeds. I call them the seeds of famine because, actually, you can't get a crop from the second year and use those seeds to actually grow another crop, can you? But you can with heritage non-GMO seeds, right?
That is correct, yes, and that's an important thing to bear in mind. And we'll mention the seed problem in a moment a bit further. But more valuable than silver or gold in a real meltdown, and the question I want to ask myself and ask everyone around me whom I care about is, could you and your family get off the grid and survive in a panic? Do you have enough seeds to plant a survival garden and feed your family? Do you have the right kind of seeds to plant, as you were just mentioning, Dr. Bill? And if you're answering no to these questions, you need to stop whatever you're doing and ask yourself, what would I do if the grocery stores closed? And the answer, sadly, is that you'd probably go hungry. Now, do you know what is taking place in the food industry, the pharmaceutical, the nutritional supplement industry, through what is known as the International Codex? I don't know how many people have heard of that. The agenda is to define and then ban natural nutritional supplements as harmful poisons. The intention is also to make mandatory the use of harmful growth hormones in animals and to force farmers to use prescribed pesticides with genetically modified crops. Now, I've been watching this development for quite a few years, but didn't realize that the man who invented the idea of the Codex had been the head of IG Farben during World War II.
Right.
And at the Nuremberg trials, he was committed to prison for crimes against humanity for his part in building Hitler's industrial war machine, as well as being a key architect in the construction of the extermination camps. and the manufacture of the chemicals and gases used in those camps. The same man. It was during his time in prison that he dreamt up what he called the Codex Alimentarius.
I think he was in a prison in the Netherlands, wasn't he?
Yes, I believe he was.
Yeah, and believe it or not, Codex was dreamed up by this maniac while in prison after being declared a war criminal. Isn't that crazy?
That's absolutely correct, yes. Now, this is all about total control by a select few of the world's food supplies and pharmaceuticals. And currently, Monsanto is gaining control of the world's food supplies by using GM crops.
Guess who bought them out? Guess who bought them out?
Well, tell us all.
IG Farben.
Oh, well, there you are.
There you go. Closes the loop, doesn't it?
It does.
They bought out Mount Satan. Mount Satan has been bought out. That's just like the GMO aspartame was bought out by Ajinomoto in Japan. They make all the aspartame in the world now, Ajinomoto. Nasty.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. It's true. It's evil. It's disgusting. And we're showing it all to you. And welcome back. Actually, you found some links while we were on the break to Bayer, IG Farben, and I got all kinds of links. I'm actually going to post them up on the site today. People need to understand the cabal of evil is actually a relatively small cabal, isn't it? It's very tight.
Yes.
And the agenda is actually pretty straightforward. What people have to understand, there's three types of messages we have to get through to people. Intellectual, we have to get the intellectual truth to people. We have to get the emotional truth to people about the danger of what's coming and how they should start preparing now. But the more important is the spirit message, that God is with us despite all these horrific things and their vast intellectual plan to literally genocide the entire human race and destroy the biosphere, is very advanced right now, but they're not going to win. They're coming against the Most High God, who's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And the devil and all his minions are going to lose big time and be annihilated. The end is not to party with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr. in hell and get cocktails down there. No, no. It's to be annihilated. And the devil himself knows that he's actually a terminal being. He may have been around for trillions of years. I don't know. But he does have an end. And his end is coming, isn't it?
Oh, yes. So, as you said, Dr. Bill, this is all about total control by a select few of the world's food supplies and pharmaceuticals. And as we mentioned earlier, currently Monsanto is gaining control of the world's food supplies by using GM crops, hybridizing and patenting the seeds. And farmers who sign contracts with Monsanto are no longer permitted to save their own seeds. And in order to buy Monsanto seeds, they have to agree to use Monsanto pesticides exclusively.
Right.
Now, one of Lucifer's main agendas in these last days is to control the world's food and water supplies, with the ultimate aim of reducing the world's population by 5/6.
Yeah.
And his overall agenda is to destroy God's wonderful creation, and mankind in particular, who is made in the image of God. And the aim of the Antichrist will be to control the whole world, bringing it into submission to Lucifer, or Satan. And no one will be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Now, our enemy's aim is to receive, deceive, kill, and destroy. And what better way to do this than by gaining control of the world's food supply, causing famine and pestilence, and by creating another world war?
Right.
And now he will, as he's done in the past, reward his followers by making them rich through supplying both sides of the fight with the weapons of mass destruction. And his followers already control the world's banks and oil supplies, so it's just one more step to his final aim. Now, in the face of this, we all need to have the peace of mind from knowing that if things were to get scary, that each one of us and our families could still eat. Now listen, having enough hybrid seeds to plant an acre or two could be the difference between life and death. And with your own survival seed bank, growing your own survival food, it can become easy. But as we've already mentioned from the start, it's going to be important to use seeds that are not genetically modified in any way. Then you simply save some of your harvest seeds from year one and have more than enough to plant in year two. You'll never need to buy seeds again. Now, our lives may depend on exceptional germination rates, and we'll get this only from non-genetic modified seeds.
Right, do you know how you can increase germination rates? And I got two technologies that will help do that. The first is our special minerals that we have that I'm developing that have this liposomal enzymatic envelope. And the other is pulse magnetic fields and even lumen photon. You can actually put the seeds on a lumen pad and turn on the energy in the cells, and you get a much higher germination.
Oh, that's very good. That's
yeah,
worth
so the pulse magnetic field will have a very dramatic effect for even having super magnets. In other words, putting a super magnet at the bottom of a container holding the seeds will actually increase their germination rate. Interesting, eh?
Very, very, very interesting. I'm glad you mentioned that. Now, what we have here is something that you can't do with man-made hybrid seeds. But remember, non-hybrid seeds can be grown practically anywhere and have the ability to assimilate mineral and trace elements from the soil even that man-made plants just don't seem to have. And that's because they were created by God. As we notice in the book of Genesis, there's another statement which says that where God created. He said, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit in which their seed, each according to his kind on the earth. Now, it's very similar to one I quoted a little while ago, but it is today becoming very difficult to acquire high-quality, open-pollinated seeds, authentic strains which are not genetically modified in any way. Now, when the going gets tough, you'll only want this special type of seed which will produce not only outstanding nutritional plants, but will allow you to plant the seeds from the plants you grow like sterile hybrids. Most seed companies are now selling only Terminator seeds, which have been genetically modified and will not reproduce themselves. And so in purchasing seeds, these are three things to look for. One, the germination rate. Two, nutritional density. And by that I mean seeds that produce extremely nutritious plants. And, of course, storage life. That's important too. Now, some studies have shown recently that non-genetically modified seeds are up to five times as nutritious as hybrid varieties. They'll also produce some of the best tasting food. But don't wait too long. I think it would be wise to purchase seeds now, enough to last for, say, 3 years. Just start planning. Don't wait. Now, the question comes up, what about freezing? Can you freeze seeds and grow them? And does that make them viable for a longer time? Well, the short answer is yes. Seeds can be frozen for long-term storage, but it is a little bit of trouble because they do need to be properly dried first. And that's probably not what most gardeners want to do. So how do we store seeds? Well, one of the best ways to store seeds is in a glass jar with a rubber seal and place it in the refrigerator or freezer. And I do know of a supplier who provides each seed package sealed in a special foil packet with a very expensive desiccant designed to keep seeds fresh for 20 years at 70 degrees. But if you do freeze your seed bank, then you could increase the shelf life by five times or more beyond that. Now,
that's amazing. Keep that thought. We'll be right back with this survival wisdom with Jonathan's latest book, Will You Survive? at beforeus.com. We'll be back in a moment. Stay tuned. These days, these words will save your hide and save your soul, and the ability to help other people during a time of trouble will be a ministry to them. We heard about documents in multiple countries targeting 2025. Now, 2025 is after the second term of Donald Trump. The globalists are not finished. When we have Andrew McCabe here trying to look for immunity so we can actually target Loretta Lynch, the former head of the Department of Justice, Barack Obama, and all the senior people, and we see the left worldwide on a rampage. The Intel company is being clobbered by the European Union. Food supply of the world is actually a challenge now. So I want you to get back into this to explain why people need to start preparing right now, because things are getting desperately late, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are. Now, I did mention just before the break that I know of a supplier who provides each seed package sealed in a special foil packet with a very expensive desiccant, which is designed to keep seeds fresh for 20 years. Now, if living in the United States, you might want to contact this company.
Yeah, but you can find actually... Our suppliers that we recommend, get them seeds from that and other companies that are dehydrated seeds the last 20 to 25 years through Legacy Foods and Ready Store. So I know the company you're talking about, but they're not one of our sponsors right now. But we do have those kind of seeds available. What I want people to understand is if you don't get heritage non-GMO seeds that are long-lasting, we're not talking about a temporary collapse of civilization. When and if civilization crashes, which is virtually a guarantee now, it's a matter of how many human beings are going to survive the coming cataclysm. And that cataclysm is coming. It's probably coming within the next decade. It's not something that's generations away now. It's something that's very close, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right.
So it's something that me as an older man, I'm 66 now, as I say, it's going to happen before I'm 80. How's that? The age that Moses was called into the ministry to go into the desert for 40 years. He was over 120 years old when he died, wasn't he?
That's right. Yes. Okay. Now, what you want is to go to the companies that you mentioned, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
I was going to mention another one, but the ones that you mentioned were adequate. That's good. It's important that you get these seeds that will not only go for the long haul, but that they will not only have high germination rates, but grow into lush, productive crops when you need them most.
Right.
And if you're living in another country, if you're a listener listening in from somewhere else, well, look for companies that supply nutritious seeds in long-lasting containers. And you can even find them on the internet, too.
Oh, yeah.
By consulting your local Yellow Pages and phoning around.
Yeah.
But never buy seeds, and this is important, never buy seeds in plastic or paper containers. The seeds just won't last.
Right.
Plastic containers are not completely airtight, and the seeds won't stay dry enough. And be sure not to put damp or moldy seeds in an airtight container like that. Now, the most important factor when storing seeds is a constant temperature. And that's what makes the fridge so good. But if you have another place in your house with steady temperature, even if it's a little warmer, it should work just as well. Like everything else, these are just guidelines. They're not just impeccable rules. They're general guidelines. Now, when we no longer have electricity, here's something that you can do. Place powdered milk in the bottom quarter of a canning jar. The powdered milk will absorb moisture and then fill the jar with seed packets. Screw the lid on tight and keep in the coolest part of your house. Now, you can buy the canning jars and the powdered milk now, and any supplies you think you'll need, you can buy now, even if you're not ready yet. Now, most seeds are pretty dormant, but a few, like broad beans, still have some life processes going on inside them, so they need air. And even though garlic is not really a seed, the same thing is true of garlic as well. Garlic cannot be stored in a closed container. It needs good air circulation to stay fresh. And onions and potatoes are other examples. Fava bean seeds have also a very short life, only a year or two, unless they're frozen. Now, if your seeds are stored in waterproof containers, you can actually bury them for 20 years, if you like, and still have your seeds when you need them most. Such a seed bank is practically indestructible. And this measure is worth considering. Your indestructible seed bank can be buried to avoid it being confiscated. Bury it in the back garden. But don't store your seeds in paper envelopes or cardboard boxes. When you're ready to plant, you can jumpstart your crop by simply soaking your seeds in a NitroSeal seed starter solution for a few seconds before you plant. When the NitroSeed soaked seeds hit the ground, it's over. You won't believe this. The seeds actually grow like crazy. Okay, now, I'd like to suggest something now that I think is very important and is very nutritious as well. What will grow in any climate at any time of the year? What will require neither soil nor sunshine, but is still rich in vitamins and minerals? What has not been subject to chemical sprays while growing? What is extremely economical in preparation and has no waste? And what rivals meat and nutritive value? What can be grown outdoors, rather indoors, within a minimum amount of space inside your house? And what multiplies 400% or more in 5 days? And what matures in 3 to 5 days? What is that?
I think
the
sprouts.
Answer is sprouts. You're right,
sprouts.
Dr. Bill.
Sprouts.
Sprouts.
Oh.
Now, during a prolonged drought in Australia, thousands of cattle were dying. You know, I've lived most of my life in Australia, and they have big droughts over there quite frequently. In fact, I remember a little boy who was out playing in his front yard. He was 7 years old, and suddenly he came in terrified to his mother. He was screaming in terror. It had started to rain, and he had never seen rain since the day he was born. 7 years.
Wow.
Anyway, during a prolonged drought in Australia, thousands of cattle were dying and their carcasses were strewed across the paddocks. One farmer had an ingenious idea. He built just a small shed, then inside the shed he constructed tightly packaged tier upon tier of shelves made of gauze. He covered each level of gauze with wheatgrass or some other nutritional seeds. Then each day he dripped water through the seeds, keeping them moist. And after about 3 days, each seed sprouted 2 green leaves. He gathered up the sprouts and he fed these sprouts and nothing more to his cows. And they not only survived, but remained totally healthy. Now, if you're serious about organic, healthy, clean food with minimal work and maximum results, then here's the news. Sprouts have the greatest nutrient activity of all raw foods in existence. And this is because sprouts are actually still in the process of growing. They're at the peak of their life force. They're bursting out. And the body readily absorbs nutrients from sprouts and they're easily digested. Of course, you could say that it also saves your body energy because sprouts or germinated seeds are pre-digested food. They have what's called a higher biological efficiency value than whole seeds.
Yeah, that's amazing, aren't they? Yes. They also don't have phytates that grab your minerals, right?
Yes, and they have a regenerating effect on the human body.
Yeah, amazing. I think that's why the basis for Ezekiel bread is sprouts for growing and making the bread, right? And Jonathan, so this has been quite a day of getting people ready to get their seeds. Don't buy the seeds of famine. Get the seeds of life and get the sprouts of liberty and regeneration. And do start preparing now because looking at the timeline, I'll lay out a couple of dates. When I prophesied earlier this year, God gave me the repeat of the prophecy of Joseph. And again, remember, you and I are all sons of Joseph, who was the father of the Ephraimites, including all the Kohanim. And what people don't understand is that God always does a prophecy at least twice. In other words, he'll do it in ancient times and repeats it to show that he's a God that is beyond time-space, beyond the God King Kronos, the king of time, otherwise known as Satan, that he's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And to God there is no such thing as past or future. Everything to God is now. And that's why he's not nervous, he's on the throne, and he's going to supply us with the technology. He's even embedded this in his own Bible so that those who wrote it down didn't even understand it, but we do in our day. We understand the science behind this and say, oh my gosh, this must be God who authored this. He just had scribes that wrote down these prophetic and intuitive words that we now know as scientists are amazing because God is the ultimate author. So please continue.
Yes. Well, sprouts actually can have a big impact on health. They provide a high degree of vitality and rejuvenation to the body. And there's quite a variety of seeds and very tasty ways of enjoying them. Now, just to sum up on this, sprouted seeds will increase the nutrition and enhance digestion and assimilation. And because of these dynamic influences, sprouts are considered pre-digested food. Little things like sprouts can have a huge impact on health. And I'd like to mention a few ways, perhaps, just so how people can have faith in sprouts, just how they can get the benefits. Living sprouts energize the body and help the entire organism function and prevent and repair defects in the body. Sprouts are also a powerful source of antioxidants in the form of vitamins, minerals, and enzymes. And these assist in protecting the body from free radical damage. Now, raw foods, like sprouts, contain oxygen, and sprouts have an abundance of oxygen. Oxygen's important for our healthy cells and to allow our cells to live and breathe. And it's interesting, Dr. Otto Warburg, he was twice Nobel Prize winner, way back in 1931 and again in 1944. But what he found has not been superseded. He found that the growth of cancer cells were initiated by a relative lack of oxygen and that viruses, bacteria and cancer cells could not live in an alkaline and oxygen-rich environment. Now, when we cook food, the oxygen is destroyed. And for this reason, eating raw sprouts regularly is valuable to health. Sprouts are alkaline and a good source of fatty foods, and that, of course, strengthens the immune system. Sprouts are also one of the highest food sources of fiber. And high fiber foods make us chew more slowly and make us feel more satisfied. The chlorophyll content of sprouts and seedling microgreens make them powerful body blood cleansers and blood builders. And sprouts grown in the chlorophyll-rich two-leaf stage have been shown to be effective in overcoming protein deficiency anemia. Some women actually have found that including chlorophyll-rich foods in their daily diet has given relief from hot flushes of menopause and also supported hormonal function. Sprouts have a generous supply of vitamins. In fact, the vitamin content of some seeds can increase from 100 to 2,000% in several days of sprouting. Even soaking seeds overnight produce massive amounts of vitamin B complex and also vitamin C. Sprouts also have an excellent array of minerals that the body requires. And during sprouting, the minerals are enriched and develop in a chelated form. Now, chelated form actually means they're more easily utilized by the body. Sprouts can be grown, and this is a benefit, all year round to give a constant supply of food in the very freshest form. Eating fresh sprouts provides essential nutrients in a form that's easily assimilated. And it may be a surprise to find out that we can actually digest sprouts in less than half the time of cooked foods. Sprouts provide the best nutritional value for money. That's the bottom line on it. They're the most economical food we can eat at just a few cents a serve. And for a few dollars, we can purchase seeds that, when sprouted, will increase in volume 8 to 10 times and provide many meals. Sprouted seeds also increase in nutrient value in just a few days of growing. And anybody, even on a tight budget, can afford seeds to sprout and get the best food value. Now, seeds for sprouting do store well. They can be quickly utilized as food for emergency relief during times of calamity or scarcity. But they're good to have any time, even now. They provide a good source of protein. Many people use sprouts as an alternative to meat protein. Because when you compare it, sprouts take less time to digest than meat. Sprouts are living food. Meat is lifeless. Sprouts are alkaline. Meat is acidic. Sprouts can cut the cost of living. Meat, at least here where I am, is a highly priced item. Sprouts have no additives. Meat may have hormones and chemicals from farming practices. Sprouts have zero cholesterol compared to many meats. Sprouts are a source of oxygen. All cooked foods lack oxygen. People eat sprouts for their health benefits. They are low in calories, so they are good nutrient-dense food for Weight Watchers. They are preventive medicine. We can know when we eat sprouts daily that we are providing building materials for the growth and repair of the body. And our health, I don't know how many of us realize this, but our health is related very closely to our diet.
Yeah, the building blocks determine whether you're going to have health or not.
Yes, you're right.
That's why our nutriments are so important, because our food has been poisoned. We have what's called the seeds of famine, genetically modified food. They're now putting pesticides that are toxic to our female receptors, so they're feminizing. We have scalar radiation that's jamming our DNA, so we don't even activate our genes to create structural proteins and enzymes. So, yeah, and what I see happening is God's bringing the Sabbath rest back. It's interesting. The Sabbath rest means that the rhizomes of the plants are fed by the mycobacteria that actually atomically mineralize the minerals and actually create the structure for the minerals that actually turn the plant, because their mineral content is directly related to the brick score of the polarized light and how much sugar and nutrient vitamin content and flavor and color are present in the food. So without minerals, without the proper diet, you're not going to survive or be healthy to even prevent things like plagues after the collapse of civilization, because it is going to collapse. There's a number of globalists pulling on the structure of the collapse of civilization, trying to create a catastrophe, aren't they?
Yes, that is right. Okay, now there's a very quick and easy way to keep healthy and survive. Sprouts are literally superfoods. You can have them growing on your kitchen bench 1 minute and transfer to the meal table the next, ready for eating. There's nothing else fresher than that.
Yeah.
We have to realize that fruit and vegetables, which look so colorful and beautifully displayed on supermarket shelves, may have been picked a week or more earlier, and the vital life force can be quite depleted. This life force energy is believed to correlate with the level of power of the enzymes in living food, and which some researchers actually believe is seen with Curlian photography as brilliant spikes of light radiating harmoniously around the living produce of the plants.
Right. Amazing, isn't it? You're absolutely correct. The Curlian photograph shows the life force is still there, isn't it?
Still there.
It's amazing. Remarkable show, as I say, get the seeds of life, not the seeds of famine. Get your sprouts. Go through Legacy Foods and Ready Store. Get yourself ready with preparing your own dehydrated foods. And be prepped up now. We are in halfway through the first of the last 7 fat years. And believe me, there's still going to be lots of shaking going on. The earthquakes, volcanic activity around the world, economic chaos coming. The summit is within a week now in North Korea. But believe me, the proliferation of nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons and scalar weather weapons is happening. The world is in great danger. You need to prepare for the end of civilization as you know it. It's coming.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.